I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents Stream of Consciousness with comedians Colin Mockrey and Brad Sherwood. Takes place on March 20th and March 27th. And I'm talking with Brad Sherwood. Brad, tell us a little bit about your background.
I started acting when I was 8 years old and went to college for it and did a lot of theater and musical theater. Moved out to LA, pursue my acting career, and got into comedy and started doing improv real soon once I got out there and played in clubs and theaters and eventually got on Whose Line Is It Anyway? After that, Colin and I have been touring together doing our two-man live show in theaters for about 19 years. The promoters who send us out on tour asked us, can you guys somehow make your show translate? And it just wasn't compelling. So we sort of scaled it down so it wasn't theatrical. It was more television friendly. And that's when we came up with a lot of these innovations. During the pandemic, we came up with this new sort of live streaming, interactive, improvised sort of sketch comedy show.
So basically sketch comedy, but it's Zoom and it's interactive.
Weatherman technology of green screen and of sort of used it as much as we could to our advantage. And you can put anything behind you. And it's all improvised as well. We get suggestions from the audience, just like on Whose Line. And so we talk to audience members. Sometimes we have them in the scenes. And so all the premises for the scenes are based on suggestions.
Suggestions from the audience. So really on the 20th and 27th, it could be quite different shows.
Everything that we say during the show is completely different every time. The setup is the same. So we'll be doing a commercial about a snack. But before we do that, we get a suggestion from an audience member of a food that they really don't like. And we have them make up a name for that snack, sort of using like last week it was tuna. They don't like tuna fish. They said, how about tuna bites? That was the starting point. Everything we said in that scene, we'll never say again in a later performance. Here's the one where we're solving crimes and we wear these little bodies.
Huh.
We do it like it's a children's show, except that we're solving a murder. So it's kind of like a Saturday morning children's show, except someone in town was killed. So we get details from them and then we end up going into their house. We're on green screen, but we can have the background of the viewer broadcast into our screen. If you were watching the show, we could then come up, you would be me and I would be here and Colin would be here and we'd be talking to you and it would look like we're sitting next to you in your den. We thought, well, what if we put the viewer who's watching us on Zoom behind us? Then we could sit here and talk to them. It's really been fun. We basically innovated this because, you know, the Zoom technology is really just about having sort of a group meeting. We wanted to take it further so that it's visually compelling for the whole audience.
Wow. Could be Colin on one side, you on the other side, and me in the middle?
Yeah.
So you've been really working with Zoom technology and with green screens and picking up from our friendly weatherman, if you will, in the morning, including the audience in this.
A couple months to build all the ideas and technology and sort of perfect them. The games that we like worked really well.
Developed this during the pandemic?
Started doing this show in around September, and we're still coming up with new things all the time. And we talked to the guy that runs our tech, and we'll have an idea, and he'll say, well, maybe we could do it this way. Or I say something like, are we able to do dot, dot, dot? And
right.
He goes, I think maybe. And then a whole new game comes out of it. It's been fun. It's like opening a box of parts that you don't know quite how they work and then starting to put them together. And sometimes your innocence or ignorance thinks of a way to use them in a way that no one else would think of because they just already know what something can do.
Well, that sounds like wonderful fun. And it sounds like the Bloomington Playwrights Project is going to hold a stream of consciousness with Colin Mockrey and Brad Sherwood on Saturdays, March 20th and March 27th. Should be great fun. I'm George Walker for WFIU.